The Second World War is the largest event in human history.
A 20-part series with Tom Hanks.
No part of the globe was untouched. No life unchanged.
Experience the ultimate account of World War II.
Every single person had a story. These are the stories that make us who we are.
Listen to World War II with Tom Hanks on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Attack! 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 Good morning and welcome. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It's 8:07. Your time check is brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Your top story, Operation Spider's Web. This is where Ukraine, under the direction of President Zelensky, got a bunch of drones very, very close to their target. They were in the back of these big, like, box trucks, and then they flew out like swarms of wasps, and they destroyed a bunch of military aircraft deep in Russian territory, hit five different bases, and blew up some of their best in their long-range bombers.
Like 40 of them.
Yeah, and also taken out their AWACS-type surveillance planes, whatever you want to call them.
Yeah.
But Russian's defense ministry confirmed that the airfields in five regions were attacked. Russia called the strike a terrorist act. What? You've been targeting civilians, and you turn around and say targeting your planes is a terrorist act?
No.
You're at war. Yeah, and they also said that its forces repelled attacks. Still, the ministry admitted several aircraft caught fire. Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Anyway, the bottom line is it's considered a very highly successful strike that was over a year in the planning. And will this make Vladimir Putin, like, maybe he doesn't have the dominant hand that he perhaps thought that he did? Will it bring him to the peace talks and table? Well, sooner or later, rather than never. He's been kind of holding out. He's been playing a game. He's been stretching it out. In the meantime, he's been attacking.
Are you talking Colorado?
He's been attacking places in Ukraine. And, you know, acts like, oh, yeah, I'm ready for a ceasefire talks, peace fight. Yeah, I'm ready for that. In the meantime, though, he keeps inflicting damage. And some of the experts say, oh, yeah, he's trying to stretch it out as long as he can before Trump pulls the Trump card literally and says, okay, we are going to put unbelievable sanctions on everything we can. And that's going to be the next step, it looks like. But maybe this attack will change things. Tim Walz, is this the best hope, the last best hope for the Democrats to succeed? Is it all?
And I'm a knucklehead at times, but it's always been to do the best I can.
But at least he shaves his knuckles, that knuckle dragger. he so badly wants to be a real man, a machismo man. But you know what? Folks like him, they just don't get it. You can't. Well, I guess they do. You know what? They believe that if you think you are, you are. Remember that? I mean, if you think you're of a different gender in the minds of lefties, well, then you are, right? So I guess he thinks that he can be, like, a tough guy. Maybe he thinks he is the macho guy. And he says the way to deal with Trump is by bully him back. It's time for us to be a little meaner, a little more fierce, because we have to ferociously push back on this.
What does that even mean?
Well, you see, if you're the bully, that's how you talk like that. We need to be meaner. That's what a bully would say. So if you've ever seen the movie Tombstone,
yeah,
one of the best scenes in there is with Kurt Russell and a kind of thick, chunky Billy Bob Thornton. Nothing like he looks like now. Yeah, he's got his face is kind of puffed up and stuff.
Okay.
And he's playing this card dealer when they just moved to Kurt Russell just moved to town. And he's this card dealer, and he's real nasty to everyone. Real nasty and condescending and just plain mean.
Oh, he's a Democrat.
Yeah.
Okay.
So Kurt Russell, you know, well, at first he talks to the bartender. He goes, how come you don't have any business in here? Because he's looking around. It's a nice place.
He goes, he points to him, Billy Bob Thornton over there. Him. Okay. Can't get rid of him. And he goes, oh, really? Kurt Russell goes over to him and says something that gets him to, you know, stand up.
Right.
And then he slaps him across the face. And you think, like, he's going to draw his gun. Billy Bob Thornton's going to draw his gun, right? And he goes, yeah, skin that thing. He goes, get that smoke train rolling. I mean, Kurt Russell's, like, right in his face, daring him to do it.
Right.
Slaps him a couple more times. He's bleeding out of his lip.
Wow.
And he finally just quivers and backs completely down.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because he wasn't a tough guy.
Just a bully.
You can't just talk like a tough guy and be a tough guy.
Well, that's what Wall tries to do.
Yeah.
And talk about, I mean, really, you're going to now start to be mean to Donald Trump? What have you done to this man for the last decade?
Right. How would that differ from exactly how you've been treating him?
How could it be any worse? You've tried to put him in prison. You've tried to make him go broke. Unreal.
They, you know, they so badly want the younger vote that they lost. I mean,
yes,
it was a 15-point swing from the previous election to the last one with Trump winning. 15-point swing among young voters.
Wow.
Yeah. They lost 7%. Trump gained 8. I mean, it was a full 15-point swing between elections. And so how are they going to get the young people back? And it's so funny. He thinks by being macho. Well, let me tell you something. The younger generation, they're not necessarily like that. They're playing video games, right? I mean, they're not watching Cowboys and Indians. They're not watching Tombstone,
right?
Right. So he look, the left is completely disconnected from real Americans. Let's be honest.
And, well, they spent $20 million trying to figure out how to talk to young men on their new program?
Did it by having, like, focus groups in ritzy hotels. Like,
right.
Okay.
To figure out how to talk to blue-collar young dudes.
Yes.
Well, there's relatability problem number one. Yeah.
But to what I said, you know, earlier, Tim Walz, keep up the good work. You're right on target, man, you macho man. You know what he needs? He needs a couple of tats. You know, a couple of tats, a gauge or two.
You know, I think he should do the whole full facial, you know, war African kind of, you know, kind of thing going on.
Oh, especially the neck.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
If you get on, get something on the neck.
Yeah.
Kamala owns me. Tattooed on his neck.
If you're going to be a tough guy.
Yeah. Really tough.
Yeah. Right.
The Davis Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines and Donnie are on the air.
Good morning, Bob. Other detachment from real people is CNN. Did you happen to see any coverage after the Boulder incident yesterday?
Not on CNN, no.
Okay. Well, see, they don't realize, apparently, that how sick the American people are. Since 9/11, every time something obvious like this happens, they would never come out and classify it as terrorists. They have to wait and wait and wait. And so yesterday, Bongino and Cash Patel did. They spent the first 2 hours criticizing them for jumping the gun. They trot out Andy McCabe and Juliette Guyon for it. Today, they're still not sure this guy is an Egyptian overstay on a visa, tortured to say that is illegal to overstay your tourist visa, which was given to him by Biden, and a work permit. So that's why the guy was here, but it's Bongino and Cash Patel's fault for coming out and calling it what it was too early.
Yeah, and that's going to be refreshing to have the truth told.
Yeah.
Yeah, we didn't get a lot of that under the Biden administration, but hey, Joe Biden was sharp as a tack, man.
Oh, yeah.
He was.
Best version of himself I've ever seen.
Best diversion of himself.
Yeah. Man.
Even Bill Clinton said, oh, yeah, he was a good president.
Oh, he was good. He was good.
He didn't rape anyone. Well,
oh, no.
He sniffed some hair and whatever.
Oh, he's awesome.
8:16 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Oh, we still got a lot of things to get to. But most importantly, this is our kickoff of Valor. June is the month of Valor. We're going to shine the spotlight on first responders that go above and beyond. So stick around for that. News Talk 97.3 The Sky.
What's up, little psychos? I'm Investigator Slater, host of the Psychopedia podcast. Psychopedia is a true crime podcast delivering raw, real, and absolutely gripping episodes every single week. I dig deep to uncover fascinating details of heinous true crime cases while exploring criminology and psychology theories. I take you into the absolute darkest corners of the human psyche, my favorite territory, and present cases like you've never heard them before. Follow and listen to Psychopedia everywhere you get your podcasts.
Good morning and welcome. It is 8:21. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. It is the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Don't forget, Bob Rose Show podcast available wherever you normally get your podcast. Download it. Click on it. Click on subscribe. You'll never miss a minute of the show. Like if you miss the story behind our Valor recipient this morning, that's coming up around 8:35. Well, you could always check it out on the podcast, but you don't want to miss that. And today's the first day we kick it off. Valor. We appreciate our first responders very, very much. Oh, it is also happens to be Pride Month. So can I say I'm very proud of our first responders?
Absolutely.
Okay.
We love them and the flag they represent.
But the Pride thing, I guess, is something else. I guess, you know, the woke thing has kind of been dialed down a little bit, but the whole Pride Month thing still rolls on.
Yep.
Pro sports leagues, teams, athletes have jumped at the chance to celebrate the LGBTQ plus flagship holiday. The WNBA, one of the first to show support for gay recognition with a post to X. Several other leagues, though, were quick to join the WNBA in the celebration. Do we have is there a family day? I know you have Mother's Day, have Father's Day. Is there a family day?
You mean like traditional values, kind of just like regular people?
Yeah, just celebrate, thing? Just celebrate the family.
So you don't get like highlighted because of who you decide to do whatever with?
Yeah,
I don't.
And
they get a whole month for it. I don't. You know, even the veterans and people who have died for our country only get a day.
So aren't we all? I don't know. What's the pride thing?
Well, apparently you don't fit in because you like women. See, that's your problem.
Well, yeah. No, I like everyone, but, well, no.
Well,
I should be careful. I'm not
them.
Pan or whatever you call it, multi. I don't know. Listen, yeah. Live and let live. But when do we, like, accentuate sexuality? Like, there's no hetero day.
Oh, they would say every day is.
No, but it's not.
I know that. We don't have parades. We don't have flags. We don't have any of those things. I agree.
And so that defines completely who you are for them.
Yes. And so you have
I can be friends with everybody.
Oh, sure. We know people. We
and by the
members.
Way,
yeah,
and this is absolutely true, and I'll tell you from firsthand experience, I've seen it in action.
Yeah.
If you want to talk about a group that is not inclusive, that is most of the gay community. I'm sorry if I'm stepping on toes, but I call them like I see them.
And I know the story you're talking about, and that
that was just one I told you.
That blew my mind.
Yep.
Talk about exclusive.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and a family member. Not my direct family, but
yeah. Amazing.
Yeah, you can't come because you're straight.
Yeah, literally.
Yeah. And so this whole inclusive thing is a load of trash.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess all the teams and all the things are on this.
Is it a surprise the WNBA would be the first?
No. They even said,
I didn't even get a chance to finish the question.
Unsurprisingly.
I mean, Oh, what's that? What's our new code? Not shocked. NS.
Yeah,
not shocked.
NS, not shocked.
No,
I'm not taking anything away from anybody.
It's hypocritical.
Look, don't be mean to people. Don't beat people up. Don't hurt people because they may have a lifestyle that's different from yours.
Agreed.
But also, why do you get special recognition?
I mean, look at downtown Gainesville, still on the street. You got the flag painted on the street. That doesn't belong there.
Hey, what about Blue Collar Day? You know, they do that for people that get up every morning and do a job that's maybe not at executive level, and they work hard and raise a family and do what it takes and make all the sacrifices and all that.
No Blue Collar Day. Let alone a month. No.
Okay.
No.
Yeah, you get a whole month.
Yeah.
Huh.
I mean, but again, it shows how if you are militant enough and bully pulpit enough, you can get politicians and teams and corporations to, you know, again, it's typically the very vocal minority, you know, but if you bully enough, you can get what you want.
Who's that black comedian that a lot of times he'll wear this like one piece kind of a like he's working on your car kind of a suit? You know what I'm talking about.
Oh yeah, Chappelle.
Dave Chappelle.
Oh, he's awesome. So
if you ever want to see a bit, look for Dave Chappelle doing a bit on the LGBTQ, like they're in a car.
Yes.
And how they interact in his comedic mind.
Yes.
And it not only is it hilarious, it's extra hilarious because it's accurate. He basically points out, he goes, well, really, these people have nothing in common.
No, they don't.
That's his point.
And he makes it very well.
But they feel like they've gained some traction and some level of power by kind of grouping together.
So if you do this big acronym, which, by the way, gets bigger all the time, and now there's just a plus on the end of it, they're not the same team.
No.
It'd be like you took the MLB and NFL and NBA, and you put them all in one long thing, and then throw in NASCAR. Like, no, they're not on the same team. We don't do the same thing.
Mm-hmm. So it's just interesting. So, have fun or whatever that means all month. What are we supposed to do? Are we expected to do anything? I'm going to keep flying my American flag. I mean, that's the one flag that I fly. That
you're proud of.
I pledge allegiance to.
Uh-huh.
I'm not trying to be like hyper nationalistic. I just, that flag's good enough for me because it takes in everybody.
You mean like true inclusivity?
Like true inclusivity. Yes.
Wow, that's a little
true diversity.
That's a little crazy that it does that.
Well,
huh.
Love is a many splendored thing, Greg.
I've heard that song before.
Is it a song? Or I think it's a poem.
You just wanted me to start singing it, didn't you?
Can you sing it?
I could, but I'm not going to. It would not do well with John Schlitt and Head East here. So.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. Flat as a pancake?
Yes.
828 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And coming up next, Valor shining the light on our heroes. We'll do that next. 97.3 The Sky.
Looking for something smart, soulful, and full of heart? I'm Jen Hatmaker, host of For the Love, the podcast where we talk about what really matters. Love and family, faith and purpose. Every week, I'm joined by incredible guests for honest conversations that invite all of us to live with more intention, more laughter, and more connection. Join us on For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.
Answer first, ensuring our safety 24/7. 97.3 The Sky salutes first responders. The Sky Valor Honors Program.
Valor, valor, valor.
June is the month of valor on 97.3 The Sky. Every weekday at 8:35, we'll recognize the bravery of local law enforcement and first responders. And this is what valor is all about, shining a light on these heroes who are first on the scene when the unthinkable happens. We honor their life-saving efforts that go above and beyond the call of duty to keep us all safe. The 9th Annual Sky Valor Honors Program. Again, this year, Valor is presented by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR, along with Campus USA Credit Union. Special thanks to Crime Stoppers of Alachua and Levy Counties, Palm Chevrolet of Ocala, Davis Gainesville Chevrolet, and BJ Trophies. Today's honoree from the High Springs Police Department, we're saluting Patrol Sergeant Kendrick Hampton. Hampton has served with the High Springs Police since 2011. A first-line supervisor guiding officers in everything from daily operations and training to critical incident response and community engagement. This past February, Hampton responded to a critical emergency call involving a 4-year-old autistic boy who had fallen into a swimming pool with approximately a foot of standing water. Dispatch advised that the child was found face down in the water. Sergeant Hampton was among the first to arrive on scene. He quickly located the child's panicked mother, who had pulled her child from the pool and and was attempting to revive him. Observing the child's shallow breathing and lack of responsiveness, Hampton took life-saving action. Carefully repositioning the child, he cleared the airway, allowing water to drain from the boy's lungs while minimizing the risk of aspiration. Hampton's swift and deliberate response stabilized the child until emergency medical services arrived and assumed care. The child made a full recovery. For his decisive action under pressure, the High Springs Police Department and 97.3 The Sky are proud to salute the life-saving professionalism of Sergeant Kendrick Hampton, who is today's Sky Valor honoree. Presented by Campus USA Credit Union, Lawful Defense, and Shoot GTR. Tomorrow morning at 8:35, we will recognize another Sky Valor honoree. Happy Monday. Yeah, we're going to make Mondays great. It's all about attitude, baby. Better the attitude, the higher your altitude. Or something like that.
I like that.
It is the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And AI, is it the Antichrist? There are some people actually saying that, that AI could turn out to be the Antichrist.
I don't believe it, but it makes for chatter and fodder.
You know, I don't want to get off track here, but you know I will. Yeah. You know what I would tell AI to do?
What's that?
Time travel. In other words, figure out how to time travel. You know, there's probably some kind of equations or different things. Can AI figure it out?
I don't know, because again, it can only find information that's out there and put it together. It doesn't invent information.
What if it took all the information of other people that tried to make one and put it all together?
And it got the right recipe?
I don't know, maybe.
Oh, now you're talking.
I'm just trying to think of something good and exciting.
As opposed to the negativity that we see with AI?
Yeah.
And there's plenty of that?
Oh, yeah, here's one
probably
of them.
Probably like this story,
16-year-old Kentucky boy reportedly committed suicide shortly after he was blackmailed. You've heard of this sextortion.
Yeah.
You know, they'll use nude images against you, or, you know, they'll go, you know, do this, and then they keep escalating it. And these kids, well, obviously they don't know what to do.
Yeah.
And it's not good. And clearly this kid, you know, committed suicide, they believe, because of this. And apparently these images and stuff were AI-generated. AI-generated nude images. This is increasingly common. Elijah Heacock of Glasgow, Kentucky, received a text including an AI-generated nude photo depicting himself and a demand that he pay $3,000 to prevent the image from being sent to family and friends.
Wow.
On February 28th, shortly after receiving the message, the teen died from a self-inflicted gunshot wound. Elijah's parents, John Burnett and Shannon Heathcock, told CBS that they didn't have a solid understanding of the circumstances that led to their son's death until they found the message on his phone. Heathcock said she now, Heacock, believes she now that her son was the victim of a sextortion scheme. It's a form of child sexual exploitation where children are threatened or blackmailed, more often with the possibility of sharing with the public a nude or sexual image of them by a person who demands additional sexual content, sexual activity, or money from the child. And then they just keep ratcheting it up. It's a spiral thing you can't get out of. Yes, I promise once you send this image, then, you know, we will let you off the hook or whatever. Of course,
give us the money. Boy, there is nothing these people don't deserve. Whatever happens to them is not bad enough.
And you know what? You need to get the word out that this is going on for the direct, obvious reasons, but also the indirect. Like if you see an image of someone, don't assume that even is real.
Or that they know.
Or that they know. And then, you know, don't like make fun of it or whatever, because it could happen to you and it might not even really be your image.
Yeah.
But they take pictures off the internet and everything, and through AI they can undress you, literally.
And this is not the first time this has happened, but it's like I'm already tired even of the cute ones, okay?
Yeah.
I don't need to see a polar bear swimming among sharks, and then his boat comes along and the little polar bear climbs up on the boat and he's saved. It's like I don't have time for all that garbage on my feed. It's like, just stop it. Do your own thing, whatever you want to do. But no, just stop it with the AI garbage.
It's people have a, I don't know. if they fictionalizing things for whatever reason interests them.
I get that, but I don't know.
This crime may happen when a child has shared an image with someone that they thought they knew or trusted, but in many cases, they are targeted by an individual they met online who obtained maybe a sexual image from the child through deceit, coercion, or some other method. In many cases, the blackmailers may have stolen or taken images of another person, and they are communicating through a fake account. Elijah's parents said they had never heard of sextortion until law enforcement began investigating their son's death. The people that are after our children are well-organized. They are well-financed, and they are relentless. They don't need the photos to be real. They can generate whatever they want, and then they use it to blackmail the child.
Oh, man.
Yeah, you know, hey, if any of my images ever make it out there, I just want to let you know that that's all AI, that's fake. Unless they...
are really
good. Make me look good.
Yeah.
Photoshop my belly. Can you Photoshop my belly?
In fact, Bob may offer to pay you.
Yes.
If you would make him look really, really, really good.
In fact, you can pay me and take all the pictures you want. But yeah. That's just a lowly radio guy trying to get by and, you know, feed myself.
I mean, it is such a shame that they would target these kids. That is just so wrong. So wrong.
It's pathetic on many different levels.
It's sick. It is.
Yeah. Here's my message to kids in my own weird way.
Okay.
Kids, unfortunately, have already been introduced to many of them, majority, to some pornographic stuff, images, whatever. And and that's a terrible thing. And it's really, I think, distorting kids. You know what? Well, when they become adults, it's already kind of disturbed everything that they should be finding out naturally.
It
or
wasn't
whatever.
A natural curve of learning,
right?
Yeah,
right.
Too soon.
And desensitizing and all kinds of stuff. You get it. So knowing that, what can we say for the kids to say? Look, I'm not saying send images to your friends. I would say never do that.
Mm-hmm.
And remember that, you know, the internet lives forever. Like, don't do anything stupid because there's cameras everywhere now. Definitely don't get pulled into doing something stupid like that. But never also cave into the fear that, oh, somebody's going to put this out on the internet. You say, yeah, you know what? There's naked images of people all over the place.
Yeah, knock yourself out.
Knock yourself out.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. My parents? Oh, guess what? Just a few years ago, they bathed me.
Yeah.
They know what I look like.
Right.
And just like I overcome it that way. And then when you refuse to be targeted, when you go, yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, go for it.
Mm-hmm.
Can you put a bow tie on me at least?
Right. I'm looking good.
Yeah.
Then they'll probably move on to someone else.
Yeah. Once they feel like you've reacted and you're scared and they'll play on all your emotions.
Oh,
you're embarrassed. You're frightened. You fear the worst. No. You just say, look, nobody cares.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody cares,
yep.
And you can, you know, do whatever you want.
Yeah, make me famous.
Make me famous.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead. Make me famous. Are you feeling like making me famous, punk?
Mm.
Are you?
Would like to find these people.
Since 2021, at least 20 young people have committed suicide as a result of becoming victims of sextortion scams. Moreover, due to AI technology becoming increasingly sophisticated, they can create fake nude images of targets, and that's become easier with scammers realizing they don't even need to obtain actual nude photos of their victims in order to pull off a sextortion scheme.
Well, think about it, too. They can make you say things. Make video of you talking, saying things that are not true as well. I mean, there's a lot they can do that really looks pretty good.
And you know what? I could see that being used politically as a tool, bombarding all kinds of images and words, and then it'll become even more difficult, as it has the last 20 years, to seek the truth, to find the truth.
Yeah, you're right.
They want to crush the truth tellers because, you know, when you can lie and get away with it, you have control. But if there's truth tellers, that gets in the way of lies and this deceit and all the things that we've seen, you know, especially coming from government and from a lot of the, you know, news and information outlets as well. So it was on May 19th that President Donald Trump signed the Take It Down Act into law, making it a federal crime to post both real and fake sexually explicit material of another person to the internet without their consent. I think the problem may come from at least some of it from foreign operators, right?
Yes.
And that's where it gets tricky. That's where we need to be able to like send something down the line.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like a mini explosion that blows up their computers every time.
Does it have to be a mini explosion?
Oh, it doesn't have to be.
If we're going to do it, let's just do it good. You know,
I'm just thinking of, you know, I don't think you can fit mega tons into megabits. But to blow them to bits, yeah, I wouldn't be opposed to that.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
8:45 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And girls track and field, apparently not just girls track and field. Probably know where that's going. We'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up on News Talk 97.3 The Sky. It's Monday. Let's make it awesome. Why can't we all just get along? Get along, little doggy. Get along. It is 8:49 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and we're making Mondays great. So in California, the land of fruits and nuts, they had a transgender high school track star recently obliterated the competition by winning a girls' triple jump event.
How come we never see girls transitioning to try to get on guys' teams to take their records, Bob?
I don't know. It has to do with biology.
Oh, is that science thing again?
Yes, it is.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. There's so much we don't know.
Yeah.
But you can't just base it on your own personal thoughts and call it science because it's not real. Anyway, it's not just that a transgender student won. That happens all the time.
Uh-huh.
But this A.B. Hernandez, a junior at Jurupa Valley High School, secured the win with a more than 40-foot jump at the Ontario Relays Invitational Meet. Now, listen, this is the triple jump.
Okay.
And he broke the record by 8 feet.
Oh, my goodness.
Not by 6 inches, not a foot, not a foot and a half.
Wow.
8 feet.
And they're going to let that stand? What idiots these people are.
This is a 40-foot jump where the next best person, who was just happened to be biologically a female.
In a female sport.
Yeah. No. She jumped 32 feet. He jumped 40. 8 feet. Girls, if you just train a little harder.
Yeah. There's nothing, you know, that makes a real difference.
Is that crazy?
Well, the fact that the adults let this happen just shows how crazy this world has gotten.
He also took first place at the in the meet in the high jump, 4 feet 10 inches, and long jump, 17 feet 6 inches. He continued her winning streak this past Saturday, taking home first place in both the triple jump and the long jump events at the Roosevelt Invitational.
That is so wrong. I mean, these girls have trained since they were little kids. And you're just taking it away from them. How anybody thinks that's fair just totally blows my mind.
I just keep telling myself, you are number one. It's yours to lose. Really?
Wow, you are a loser. And so is everybody who lets it happen.
Of course, these track victories have sparked fury online. Critics quickly accusing her of having an unfair advantage.
Him.
It's
not her.
I'm just...
I know.
Whatever.
Reading. It's a him.
And I'm not... Listen, I don't do this to hurt anybody's feelings or to offend anybody, but you either believe that, you know, girls and women have rights or you don't. And if you believe they have rights, then this competition is not fair, and it's because it's biologically based.
Unreal.
You should be able to compete and just to have your category. You know, like when people run a marathon, okay... You go by what age category and what gender. And so you're just competing against a group like yourself. So they need to add that category to, I guess, to all the sports. If it's an individual type thing, right? I mean, you don't have to run against anybody to get a time. You don't have to jump against anybody to get a distance score. So that one they could take care of, and you would have your own little, what would you call it, category, right?
Yeah.
But you can't compete, like, directly and be on team sports and stuff because everybody agrees. Everybody agrees that you have an inherent advantage. I don't know. Who doesn't agree with that?
You'd have to be lying to actually say that. Because everybody knows better.
Yeah. Yep. And a related story, I guess you could say, two female athletes declined to stand on the podium next to a transgender athlete during the award ceremony for the high jump at the Oregon State Track and Field Championships on Saturday night. Reese Eckerd of Sherwood High School and Alexa Anderson of Teagard High School stepped down from their positions on the podium in protest of the trans competitor from Ida B. Wells High School. Eckerd finished fourth in the high jump. Anderson finished third. Both female athletes defeated the trans athlete who tied for fifth. An event official then gestured for Eckerd and Anderson to move away from the podium after they stepped down. Wow. This was the first year in which the trans athlete competed in the girls' category. He had competed in boys' events in both 2023 and 2024. The protest is part of a growing trend as of late, which has seen female athletes use their platform to voice dissent against the intrusion of trans athletes into girls' and women's sports. Earlier this year, fencer Stephanie Turner took a knee in protest of having to face a transgender competitor during a collegiate competition in Maryland. Oregon will likely face an investigation for its continued defiance of President Trump's efforts to combat the spread of trans athletes competing in girls' and women's sports.
Good.
Yeah. The America First Policy Institute nonpartisan research group has filed a Title IX complaint with the Department of Education against Oregon's policy of allowing males to compete in female sports. Should they launch an investigation, Oregon would join California, Minnesota, Maine, and Massachusetts as states under investigation for Title IX violations.
Well, what a liberal list you just read off there.
Yeah.
You know, there should at minimal be an asterisk with these records. And the other thing you got to think about, if these are high school age kids, maybe working their way towards college, and they're looking for scholarships in sports, and their records are messed up. All those wins you didn't get that you should have gotten credit for.
Yeah. How many second or third places do you got, which would have been first or second?
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. I mean, this is one of those simple things for most people. It's just wrong. And it's not like you're out to hurt the trans person.
No.
You're just simply protecting female athletes. Because that was the whole idea of Title IX, was giving them their own space and place. And allow them to compete. So it goes to show you that there's people that will throw logic right out the window. Minnesota, Maine, Massachusetts, and California, and now Oregon.
Well, again, all commonality of air quotes here, leadership. Yeah.
The parents that have to live in some of the, you know, in those states and the towns and communities that support the trans athletes competing against women. I mean,
how do you even, as a liberal parent of a daughter, think that's okay?
I guess what it could turn into, I don't know. Would it all be like private teams you would pay to play for, and with the promise that you wouldn't involve the trans athletes? I mean, I don't know how that would work.
I don't know.
Yeah. The 9 o'clock stretch is coming up, my friends. We're getting through this Monday together. It's the Bob Rose Show, along with Greg Cassidy, live and local on 97.3 The Sky.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.